lifelong friendships.
He's quite a guy. I tell you, he has more moxie than... He's always giving me books. He just finished the last one, Lincoln's Wrath. And, boy, I tell you, it opens your eyes when you figure what happened in 1861. These newspapers, if they were against the war and against Lincoln, they went in and destroyed the press, destroyed the whole building. Boy, they didn't fool around.
Yeah. Isn't that the last time we suspended habeas corpus in this country?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. There was no habeas corpus. And it was really enlightening. They had one heck of a time. But of course you can understand, I mean, here they are fighting a war. Mm-hmm. And
for their survival.
For their survival, yeah. And these guys are out there saying, you shouldn't do it. And the people in Maryland, I mean, geez, they were all pro-South.
Yeah. And you were completely surrounded in Washington.
Sure,
by sympathizers or enemies, either
I can understand. If I was there, I think I'd be torturing to myself. I'll do my two to six.
That's interesting that the judge just called, because I was going to ask you if you've kept in touch with a lot of the judges since you've retired.
Pretty much, yeah. We, Hurricane is a great advisor. We have occasional meetings with Judge Marvitz, Judge...
he's out this way, isn't he?
Yeah, he's out here now. He was up in Lake Geneva. Oh. He sold his place and he's over here and a little closer now with his kids.
He went on the federal bench after he was at 13th in Michigan.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. So we keep in touch with quite a few of them.
He knows Republicans.
Yeah.
Imagine that.
Yeah, how about that?
And you talk to each other?
Yeah, sure. Gee. Tell you. But, yeah, they're great guys.
And I know you've gotten a lot of awards, it looks like. Are any of these particularly special to you over the years? I mean, it looks like you showed a couple of us, and I know we'll get to see some of your memorabilia later.
Yeah. I think last year was the Catholic Judge of the Year. And then this other one here is, we received last year or so. So, that old adage, you can fool some of the people some of the time. What is this one here? That's the...
From the Illinois State Bar Association?
No.
Board of Governors Award.
Yeah, this is the one on.
Wow, very nice. Is this the photo from that presentation?
No, that's the, what is this?
That's the John Paul Stevens Award?
Yeah.
This one.
And I had made a note to ask about that, because this is actually Justice Stevens
sitting
here.
Yeah, the Chicago Bar set that up in his honor. Okay. And he comes back for it every year.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
Governor's Award.
Oh, the Governor's Award. This is the one that goes with this one, the Board of Governors Award.
In recognition of your years of service to the legal profession and your encouragement and mentoring of others to help them to have more productive lives.
Who is this from?
The Illinois State Bar Association.
The Board of Governors Award.
Yeah.
No, that's a fair evaluation.
I wrote that myself, that's the only reason.
No, I doubt it.
There is that.
Here's some of them.
Wow.
What is the criteria for the John Paul Stevens Award?
It's to lawyers, but some of them are judges.
Oh, okay.
But it's for something outstanding.
This is the...
The John Paul Stevens Award one. This is the Catholic. It's the Catholic Lawyers Guild of Chicago.
This is the Cardinal.
Oh, with you and the Cardinal, yes.
I can commit three mortal sins and he'll forgive me.
Is that what he told you?
Yes. That's all. Only three?
Well, that's because I had so many before.
Oh, only three. Okay, that's fair.
There's Bailey.
Oh my God. Yeah. Laughing. Oh, these are great.
Oh, this is the gentleman you were talking about who's the escape artist.
Oh, yeah.
Gene Lewis?
Oh, yeah.
Is his name?
You know, when they finished the new building out there and then redid that old space into new courtrooms, and they finally, you brought us down out there instead of at 13th Michigan. When I got there, I think Garippo had just recently left, or was left shortly after I got there, and it became clear that Bailey was going to use me the way he used Garippo as a butt for his jokes.
Oh, he's a character, geez. I tell you.
He had to find somebody that would give it back as good as he got it. I still see him around.
He's practicing law with his kids. Mm-hmm. And I guess he's doing all right. He's been sick and not doing too well.
I guess he's still got his Popeye chicken franchises?
Yeah, he still owns that building.
That's amazing.
Can you imagine that? I thought that...
I told him it was a conflict of interest. He was riding right across the street from the court.
That's right.
No place else you could go and get a decent meal.
Yeah, either go to the penitentiary or go in my, my dog's chin.
I think the letter's announcing that. That's the one from the Illinois State Bar Association.
Oh, okay.
That you were getting the Board of Governors Award.
This is Eddie Burke in the city.
Eddie Burke. So you got a resolution in your honor from the Chicago City Council?
Yeah, big deal.
Yeah, the hardest part of that is getting on the agenda. I don't know if they've ever voted one down.
Did any of your kids go into law also?
No.
No, they said it not to?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're too smart.
Let me tell you a story about this guy that, you know, about the problems that fall to the chief judge, or presiding judge. Got to keep that clear.
Right.
Chief judges over the
right, the whole thing.
Mm-hmm. He appoints the presiding judges. I had a case where a black guy, young black man, was accused of raping a white woman. And while that was pending on my call, the attorney walked into, I was at 13th in Michigan, the attorney walked into the courtroom out at 26th Street, where my daughter was testifying about her rape case, where she'd been raped by a black woman, black man, while she was babysitting. And so the guy came in and demanded I recuse myself because of the similarity of them. And I said I wouldn't. I said, you can't disqualify a judge just because he's a victim of crime. You couldn't get anybody to sit in criminal court. Everybody's been there. So, but I wrote him a letter and laid it all out. He said, do what you know, you're perfectly solid, do what you think is best.
Sure.
Sounds like you really trusted your judges.
Oh, there wasn't a single guy out there that wasn't the best. And well, I'll show you that gun down here.
Yeah, that sounds good.
That's a fun one.
Yeah.
Should I continue with
this? Yeah,
I
might as well bring it down in case someone, it tells about it, I guess.
Is it late? Arthritis in my knee.
Oh, no.
You don't. You're too young. I have it. You don't.
Oh, look at that.
There it is.
Wow.
Look at that.
So how did you come in possession of the gun then? How did you get this? How was this possession?
State's attorney gave it to me.
Really?
Yeah.
And, was that a Bible?
It was a...
It says Edgar Allan Poe.
Edgar Allan Poe.
Humor and satire as well, yeah. On the other page.
Fantastic.
And just think, defacing a book.
A good Poe book to put a gun in there. Uh-huh. And it was loaded. I don't know guns. What type of gun is that?
I think it's 38, isn't it?
It looks like a snub-nosed 38.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know guns. So,
to your credit.
Thanks.
Yeah.
You have a very comfortable living area.
Well, we enjoy it. I picked this up in Marrakesh.
Wow.
I had a hell of a fight with the guy.
Did you bargain?
Yeah, hell yes. The president appointed me to the Harry Truman Scholarship Foundation. We go to Washington four times a week, a year. And
what sort of scholarships do they, what subjects are they? Government?
Pretty much. Yeah. Whatever they want to get into.
Did you meet with other judges then, or was it?
There was the Secretary of the Treasury, the Secretary of, where was he?
Secretary of State George Shultz here.
Yeah. Here's this shoe that the judges gave me. I was hearing a case where a guy came up from Statesville, and they wear these big boots, shoes, you know. They cut them off about here and sort of make a sandal out of them. Oh. And I was hearing this case, and I looked up and I heard this hell awful thump. And I saw this shoe going at the jury, and bingo, here was coming one at me. So I dodged, you know. They took the guy and threw him the hell out of the courtroom. Said, what the hell's wrong with you? He says, well, I just got mad, that's all. And he says, Judge, can I have my shoes back? I said, if you guarantee me you won't throw them, I'll let you have them. He said, honest to God, I won't. So I gave him back his shoes. And the judges all signed that thing and gave it to me.
Who gave you the world's greatest Democrat?
Oh, I forget who the hell that was.
A friend, obviously.
Not one of your Republican friends?
No. I think this is one I got from the LA State Bar. They'll be open.
Got a little latch. Oh, a medal.
Yeah, I got a medal too. How about that?
Oh, that's another
medal
one.
Medal of Merit. Medal of Merit in recognition and appreciation of innovative leadership in improving the judicial system of Cook County and the contribution to the Bar of Illinois.
Sure, I wrote that myself.
And you said you couldn't write.
Yeah.
You write very well.
That's the back of the yards group gave me that.
Which,
the
bus of Kennedy?
Yeah.
I was looking at this bottle of whiskey over here. Somebody says, happy birthday.
Yeah.
You haven't gotten it very far down.
No.
That's all diminished by itself.
Yeah, evaporation. Shrinkage.
Here is the... You probably don't remember. This guy,
Terrible Tommy?
Tommy.
Tommy O'Connor?
Tommy O'Connor. He was the outstanding hold-up man in Chicago. This is the... He was sentenced to hang, and they had the gallows out there in the county jail. And, of course, he escaped, so the gallows were still up there. And so they couldn't tear him down, so they came to me while I was still up at 26. And they, this is the thing that pulls out and opens up the
trap door.
The trap
door. Oh, wow.
And that's...
Built for Tommy 55 years ago. Tommy then decided to blow.
And then the scaffolds were destroyed in 77.
Mm-hmm.
Did you make it to heaven?
Tommy, did you make it to heaven? Oh, wow.
Yeah, sheriff gave me that.
That's great. Yeah, that's right.
And they never found him?
No, never did.
Wow.
That's
quite a guy. What I did is all these plaques and things that I got. I've got an island up in Canada.
Uh-huh.
And my son goes up there quite a bit now. So I told him, take all these damn plaques, put them up on the wall up there. I said, I don't want to see them anymore. We got no room for them here at the house. So he did. So they're all up there.
That's better than a moose head or something.
Yeah. Let's see, Captain or Admiral Gallery gave that.
It's from the
commanding officer of the recruit training company at Great Lakes.
Oh yeah, I gave the speech up there for him.
Do you work out?
10 minutes a day.
Well, that's...
I haven't since I got a defibrillator here.
Oh, you
they
did.
Gave okay. me. So they said, wait a couple of months before you get on there. But 10 minutes a day.
Yeah,
that's good enough.
Yeah, keeps the blood flowing.
Yeah.
Did you want to show us your degree from, your honorary degree from John Marshall?
Oh, yeah, it's sitting right up here.
Okie doke.
This is all my garbage.
The ones that didn't make it up to Canada?
Yeah.
This is John Marshall Law School, honorary mm-hmm. Doctor of Laws. This is from 1980. Very nice.
Just goes to show you I can even fool John Marshall.
What's the J?
Richard J. Fitzgerald? Yeah. What's the J?
James.
James. Was that your father's name or someone else's
yeah.
family?
My dad's name is James.
It was James.
But I'm not going to go through all that. Yeah. Enough is enough.
Right. Oh, that's great.
Did Hurricane give you the John Adams biography?
I haven't started that.
Yeah, the McCulloch one.
Yeah. Have you read it?
No, I've read, you know, I have... pretend to be literate by reading the book reviews. No.
But you're better off than I am.
It was quite a... Do you know the story behind this bunch of biographies of John Adams? Has to do with the danger of appointing a literate person to a job that should be held by a bureaucrat. The Massachusetts Toll Highway Commission had somebody that was literate as its chairman. They came and laid out the route of the Massachusetts Tollway and went right through the middle of the Adams family farm. And the guys, they designated the family member to show appropriate outrage. We are a national sacred symbol. You can't do that to us. And he said, well, we can if we want, but I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll make you a deal. And the guy looked at him and said, what's the deal? He said, you people have been sitting on the Adams family papers for 200 years and won't let anybody at them. If you will release them for publication, we'll reroute the turnpike.
Is that right?
So they did, and they,
is that right?
And then the papers suddenly became available for.
Wow.
And, there been a,
and all these Adams books since.
Be careful who you appoint to bureaucratic
positions. Yeah, that's right.
This is the Spencer Tracy picture. Like God would look if God were a judge. In your own little black.
Has it been a good summer on your porch?
Oh, yeah.
I would think so.
Just great.
Yeah. Does your fibrillator allow you to have a little nip in the afternoon sometimes?
You know, I'm only drinking wine these days.
Uh-huh.
I generally go down to Shaw's and have lunch with Bailey and Merovitz and the gang.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a glass there. And Hurricane and I and Merovitz were having lunch at Shaw's, and I had a glass of wine. You know, it was a huge glass.
Oh, they do. Yeah. They're generous.
So I had a glass of wine, and Hurricane said to me, he said, you know, he's, I'm the dumbest son of a bitch in the world.
Yeah.
He says, here I am, riding in the car with a 92-year-old judge, half stiff, in the loop of Chicago. And he said, I can't imagine any sane man doing what I'm doing. I said, well, you stupid son of a bitch. I said, you were never in such good hands in all your life. But I mean, he's coming out tomorrow, he said.
Okay.
So,
does he get out here occasionally?
I used to go into Shaw's every week.
Yeah, I remember.
And but
the drive gets a
the
little.
The Dan Ryan now is an hour to get in.
Yeah, so I figured, too much.
Why the hell should I break my rear end to go down and listen to those guys pontificate? Telling a bunch of lies and insulting me, and then have the audacity to have me pick up the check. I said, boy, talk about insult and injury. They're really hanging on. But so I go in maybe once a month,
mm-hmm.
and Hurricane comes out, and George Merovitz comes out quite a bit. And we go out to one of the local restaurants, and it's good.
Good.
If you would care to have a touch of wine on your wheel?
Oh, no, thank you.
Okay.
Very tempting, thank you.
Are there any other reflections on the American justice system that you'd like to offer us before we wind this down?
Which way is it going?
Well, I think the additions to the Supreme Court, the last two appointments, were excellent.
Yeah.
And I think that the Supreme Court has been handling the cases that have been coming before them in a manner that I certainly approve of.
Very professionally.
Very definitely. And of course they don't ask me, they go ahead and decide them anyway.
But, well, that's an oversight.
Yeah. That's right. They call me after they decide. But no, I think the judicial system in the United States is excellent. And we have some outstanding members on that Supreme Court. And I think our own Supreme Court, Tom Fitz and those kids, are doing a wonderful job. And I think Tom's background warrants that he have a broad view on the cases that come before him, sitting in the criminal court, and he's very knowledgeable. And
do you know Ann Burke very well?
I met her a couple of times. Yeah, now she is a she's going to be an outstanding judge.
She's done everything she's done. She's done well.
She has appellate court. She did well, and. course, her husband, Eddie, is quite a guy. And I like Ed.
Yeah, he's charming.
He is. He's not the typical alderman in the city of Chicago.
No, not by a lot. He's not Verdoliak.
No, I understand Eddie's in trouble.
That's what I hear.
Yeah. You know, I knew Eddie, oh God, 20 years ago.
Oh, really?
And Steve Schiller invited me up to the hotel. He lives there, up in near Northside.
Mm-hmm.
And he and his brother and this other fellow were there. And I was trying to figure out who the hell this guy was. And it was Eddie Verdoliak.
Oh, my.
And here we were having lunch. Now, I hadn't seen Eddie in 20 years, but he's gotten heavy, jowly.
Jowl.
And I didn't recognize the guy. I was lunching with him for half an hour, but finally decided who the hell he was.
You didn't have to ask, but you finally figured it out.
What a hell of an insult that is to Eddie Verdoliak. Yeah. But, yeah, they... He does a great job. I don't know whether I've answered your question or not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, but, no, I got a lot of respect for the Supreme Court. And, they have some toughies.
Tough calls.
Yeah.
And, what about the Cook County justice system? Do you think they're in pretty good shape?
I think by and far. You know, you get some weak ones in there. The majority of the guys are, I think, pretty well qualified,
mm-hmm.
and they try to do a good job. They respect their positions, and they most of them act like judges should. Mm-hmm. And but as I say, you're always going to find one or two out of 180 judges that are falling by the wayside.
Or any other group.
That's right, any other group. God, look at the Congress.
Try not to.
I tell you, here's another situation where I thought I could get away with it.
Yeah.
I didn't think they'd catch me.
Yeah, and why they thought?
And it's, you look at them and you just say to yourself, here's a typical.
Yeah.
Here's the typical, and it's...
Well, I've always had the opinion that our criminal justice system was excellently set up to catch dumb criminals.
Yeah, that's right. We could be stupid and still outdo them. Yeah.
You never know how many smart ones there are out there, but the dumb ones we all see in our courtrooms.
The smart ones we don't catch.
Yeah. Like Tommy O'Connor there, the one who escaped from the gallows.
Yeah, he was, back in the 20s, he was the Al Capone of his day. They never did catch him. And, gosh, it's...
Who was the guy that did the Suzanne Degnan murders way back at the University of Chicago?
Oh, the...
Richard somebody.
The two brothers.
No, not the earlier one, the Leopold and Lowe.
Oh, no.
This was a single guy, and he just came up for parole again recently, but they
turned him down.
Yeah, you know, what was his name? It was one of those things that dominated the news for 6 months in town here. Yeah.
Boy, my memory is...
Well, it's about on a par with mine.
I tell you, you should know, because we went up to Danny Wilde's funeral up at the University of Chicago.
Oh, yeah.
And we drove around that campus. the first time I've been inside the campus. That's the most fantastic place in the world. Good Lord Almighty. Yeah. Building after building after building.
It's incredible. Every place they can find a square foot of ground.
Yeah, and they're building more.
Yeah.
Good Lord.
That new business school.
That's fantastic, isn't it?
Yeah.
Geez, I tell you. But,
what happened to Danny Weil? I didn't follow that.
He died about 2 months ago.
Of what?
They don't know.
Oh.
I've never heard, but I think it was a heart.
Yes,
he had some problems. In fact, I was supposed to have lunch with him on Wednesday.
Oh my.
And he died on Monday.
Jeez.
And, fantastic guy.
Yeah, he worked with Thompson.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He and Thompson were very, very close.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
And, in fact, Thompson had his inaugural party down at the State House in the mansion,
mm-hmm.
and Danny and his mother and dad were down there, and they invited Ruth and I.
Oh, really?
So we went on down there with the Thompsons. Mm-hmm. His wife is a very pleasant woman.
Yeah. I never knew her.
Oh yeah, she's smart as hell.
Danny,
she's smarter than he is, yeah. I think. But
it's often the case.
The woman is always the leader of the tribe.
Yeah. So you got to exercise restraint in exercising your power. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Be kind to her.
Just show behind.
What year are you in?
Well, we're graduate students.
Oh, you are
so
graduate?
Yes, we just started graduate school. At Loyola.
History students.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes, oral history. So we're in an oral history class at Loyola, and that's what we're doing. This is part of that oral history class. So Judge Swain knows Dr. Manning there. They've been working together on this project.
Oh, yeah.
So.
The only person I know that ever got married with two judges, Jim Henry, who's the other. Do you know Jim at all?
Yeah, he talked to me a couple of times on getting together, but
yeah.
We never did.
But he did the main ceremony. I was sitting in the back of the chapel in case he faltered, I would be prepared to
fill in
for Professor Manning. He got married during the middle of his project.
Oh, great.
Yeah. I can't think of any other questions.
Nor can I. So this will end the interview. We can